It's another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. As always, I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. I think Disney Channel's got another big hit on their hands with Big City Greens. It premieres Monday, June 18th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Disney Channel. Joining me now are the creators, Chris and Shane Houghton. Chris and Shane, what is up?
Hey, thanks for having us, Jackson.
Excited to be here.
You're welcome, guys. You've already been renewed for season two, even before this first episode airs on June 18th. That is unbelievable. Congratulations.
Holy cow,
how did that happen?
Yeah, what? You're breaking the news to us right now.
we're very excited. The studio and the network has a lot of confidence in the show, and they asked us to just keep things moving, and we're very excited. We've got a great crew, and everybody's just rolling on through, making a ton more episodes.
Where were you guys when you got that news?
Luckily, we were sitting down. it was great. They let us know, and it basically was what Shane said. It was like, hey, you know, we got a good thing going. We want everyone to keep doing it, so keep it going.
Yeah, nice, guys. So you are brothers, but you're working on this show together. Has there always been a sort of sibling rivalry in your lives?
There's a lot of sibling rivalry, but only with a third brother who doesn't work on the show.
No, that's not true.
We do have a third brother. He's great. But we have a great professional relationship. We've been working together for 10 years now professionally on comics and animated shows. And even before that, we were in school together. We were in bands. We did theater plays. And we made short films. We've always kind of just collaborated and got along really well. I think we plus each other, and it works well.
I think we're so different from each other, and yet so similar to each other.
Then that works. That works for making an animated show. Growing up in St. John's, Michigan, what were some of the animated series that you guys were into and that your friends and other family members were into at the time?
Yeah, animated series. Well, it's funny because we didn't have cable growing up. Mm. We watched kind of whatever cartoons were on, but really, like, shows that really influenced us were a lot of sitcoms. You know, we watched a lot of Boy Meets World and Family Matters, and we read a lot of comic strips. You know, Calvin and Hobbes and Foxtrot and Far Side. You know, those are the things that were more accessible to us than even a lot of the current animated show. Like, people will reference Hey Arnold, and we know that now.
But it's different. It's different watching Hey Arnold now than when you were, like, 10. So we can see it and appreciate it, and we respect it, but we didn't have it when we were growing up. And people have those episodes imprinted on their brain.
We missed out, man. We missed out.
And I'm sure being in the animated industry world, all these years later, you look back on animated series from when you were younger or just years earlier or hearing about them, and you do get that different, maybe more mature, more interesting perspective on things.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's not throw any accusations around, but we work with Rob Renzetti, you know, and he's one of the other executive producers on the show, and, you know, he's just incredible, the shows he's worked on, and, you know, we did get to watch quite a bit of, like, Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab.
Whenever we were on vacation.
Yeah, at a hotel.
We stayed at a hotel. We got, like, the Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network shows of the day, and those always blew us away. And I think, though, that era of, you know, Dexter's and Powerpuff was so influential in a way because they were so rare and special. Because it was like once or twice a year we got to see a handful of episodes, and they I'm sure they left a lasting impact on.
Yeah, for sure. To be able to work with Rob, it's surreal.
Yeah, just another thing to add to the list of the perks of hotel rooms. I never really thought of any of those sub-channels. There you go.
Right.
Cricket is the main character on this series. Chris, you voice Cricket. Tell us about Cricket and how you came up with his catchphrase, Bingo Bango.
Yeah, right? Well, I do the voice. It's been really fun. I think a couple pieces to it. One, like, the voice kind of came out of just me, you know, pitching the show and Shane and I kind of, you know, writing the pilot together and trying to just make this, you know, these drawings kind of come to life. And then Bingo Bango is something my board partner and I used to say to him all the time, just to annoy him when I was on Harvey Beaks. He would just say, hey, does that sound good? And I'd just, like, snap finger guns at him and say, Bingo Bango. And he just hated it. And he works on the show now. It was Charlie Gavin. And it was just, like, this funny, silly thing I would say. And then just, you know, like a lot of things, those things just seem to work themselves into the show. It's funny that that's kind of become his catchphrase, but it works. It's fun to say.
Yeah, even after one episode, after watching it, it is a catchphrase. I think it's going to stay for quite a while. Now, with this storyline, Shane, about an outsider and an outsider family really coming into this big city, what appealed to you with coming up with this concept?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is something that I think a lot of people have experienced. Chris and I grew up in this small farm town in Michigan, and then eventually, after college, moved to a big city, Los Angeles. And there, we were hit with this bit of a culture shock. It was different, not bad, just different. And the people had a different vibe about them. And coming into a new city after moving away from home, you're on this quest to look for your new home, and what does that mean, and who is that with, and where are you? And those are some big questions. And after moving to Los Angeles, we've talked to a lot of people. In Los Angeles, so many people haven't grown up here. They've moved here. Mm. So it seemed like this very relatable experience, and so we took that, along with a lot of people that we knew back in the country, farmers, neighbors, family members, and kind of rolled all that together to make this show, Big City Dreams.
Wow. Yeah. And is it true? I heard this rumor. Grandma Alice is based on your real Grandma Alice.
Yeah, that is, it is true.
For better or for worse, it's true.
Grandma Alice, she was a sweet and sour old lady. She would just as quickly yell and scream at you as she would to just slip you $5 and say, here, put this in your pocket. She was so wonderful. She lived with us for a couple of years towards the end of her life, moved in with our parents. So Chris especially had a lot of time in college.
Yeah,
you'd go back home and she was hanging out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was just so fun, you know, just, you know, from such a different generation and lived through so much and had a real, you know, tough life that she really fought through that was really inspiring and fun. And just, you know, just gave her this personality, like Shane said, just feisty but also so sweet and fun. And Grandma Alice in the show is a lot like her and, of course, has kind of developed into her own character.
Yeah, grandmas are the best. But when you watch this first episode, you're going to see Grandma Alice with a sword. Did real Grandma Alice have a sword right next to her chair?
Right. Okay, listen. She, you know, there's some creative liberty.
I would say Grandma had something worse. She had her own bare hands.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she didn't have a sword, but,
I bet she wished she did.
If you would have given her that idea, you know, maybe she would have gone out and acquired one.
We're with Big City Greed's creators, Chris and Shane Houghton. First episode is called Space Chicken. When you decide to start up this series and you're thinking about how to get things started, how to kick things off, how did you decide on going with a Space Chicken plotline?
Yeah, that was Shane's idea. You know, it was very much like whenever Shane and I were working on our comic book series together, Shane's always very good at thinking of big, fun ideas that you just want to see. And as soon as he said, what if Cricket launched a chicken into space, it's like, yeah, totally. That's you know, not only our pilot story, but that says a lot about Cricket and kind of where his how his brain works, where his head's at.
I think introducing all of the key members of the show in one episode, it's a tall order. It's an ensemble show. There's a lot of characters, and you want to have a story that can try to highlight each character and what makes them unique and special. And this one obviously like follows Cricket and his goal. Tilly is right alongside him as his partner in crime. We get to see Bill, his dad, being kind of like a worried, overwhelmed single father. And then they bump into Grandma, who is just this terror until she just says, come here and give me a kiss.
No pun intended, or maybe the pun's intended, but it is quite a launch for your series to have this episode, guys. And the next part of it is called Steak Night. Is there a food, like a steak, that you cannot live without?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we talked a lot about family traditions for the episode Steak Night, and kind of it seems like in every family there's some kind of, you know, holy grail of you know, a meal or a certain dish that everyone can't live without. In our family, it was always our other grandma, on the other side of the family, would make these homemade noodles, and that was it. I mean,
they're German butter noodles.
Oh my god!
And that's all it was. It was just noodles with butter and some like fried breadcrumbs. And that was the family tradition. Every holiday, we'd get so excited to go over to Grandma's house and just have Grandma's noodles.
Yeah, for the greens, it's steaks.
Yeah, those noodles sound good, my goodness. And have you ever had any kind of weird experiences in the subways, the subway system? Because that's what this episode follows, is quite an adventure with rats and with bomb threats and lots of stuff going on.
Is that a trick question? Of course.
have you ever ridden on the subway? In Los Angeles, we had a period, both Chris and I, where we were taking either public transportation, either the bus or the subway. And
it's an adventure, man.
There's some characters. There's some characters on there.
But don't you just love that the people you see every day can inspire the characters you put into your TV shows? Random people you've known forever, either case.
Yeah, that's our bread and butter.
I mean, you know, both with this show, we've never wanted to say, you know, oh, the country is better because of this, or this city is better because of this. You know, there's so many aspects of living in both areas that we love, and I think the thing I love the most about living in this city is the just the different characters and the fun weirdness you get of putting a bunch of different people together in a close space. I mean, that's what the city is at the broad strokes of it all, and you know, we love that.
So John Hamm is guest starring, a lot of big guest stars this year, including John Hamm. Is he going to be voicing a mad man on Big City Greens?
He is indeed.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Right. It's the only way he said yes. He was great. He came in to guest star on an episode that will be coming down the pike a little later, and I think fans of the show will really like it.
It's a really funny performance. He did an amazing job. It's going to be a great episode.
Fantastic. Big City Greens premieres Monday, June 18th, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. That kicks off a premiere week of new episodes every day, and then more new episodes will air throughout the rest of the summer, Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Disney Channel. Big City Greens creators Chris and Shane Houghton. Guys, this was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jackson.
I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another episode of the LCJ Q&A Podcast.